Getting things done is notoriously difficult, but in today's episode we'll be taking a look at a quote from Deep Work by Cal Newport in which he reveals the formula on how to achieve your best productive moments. We'll be cross-referencing this concept with psychology and ultimately answering the question of when do we work best. Welcome to the Book Basement Podcast, where I, Santi, talk about books 5 times a week. On Mondays, you can expect a longer interview, book review, or other book-related content. The rest of the weekdays, I share a book quote I found interesting and break down its meaning. Join me as we learn more about books, their meanings, and get some amazing reading recommendations along the way. Let's get right into today's episode. Hello and welcome to a quote episode of the Book Basement Podcast. Today we're going to be analyzing and taking a look at a quote from Deep Work by Cal Newport, which is a book all about how knowledge work is becoming increasingly dependent on deep work, but how deep work itself is actually a decreasing factor in our modern economy when it is much needed now than ever. Anyways, let's take a look at the quote, which reads, "The best moments usually occur through a person's body or mind when it's pushed and stretched to its limits, in a voluntary effort to accomplish something meaningful and worthwhile." The Goldilocks effect is one I came to know from The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. Basically, it says that in order to reach your full potential state of action, you must do something that isn't too difficult yet not too easy. If you find the balance, you will perform better. It is through deep work that the mind is stretched to its perfect limit, the bullseye of productivity, if you may. A task that is too monotonous will become boring, and a task too difficult will become frustrating, stressful, and anxiety-inducing. However, we can't ignore the last part of the quote, which states that it must be done in a voluntary effort to accomplish something meaningful and worthwhile. Perhaps this explains why some people are happy and content while working on their hobbies rather than school or work. But this does not say that focus shouldn't be sought after in non-hobby experiences. It should, and it can be learned. By reading Deep Work, you'll get some incredible actionable advice that will help you build this habit of deep work, the habit that will take advantage of the Goldilocks effect, and allow you to consume information and produce output in the best, most efficient way possible. The story of Goldilocks is one most would be familiar with. A girl stumbles upon a house and tries the different porridges that are set on the table, tasting each and every one until she finds the one that is just right. For this reason, the principle was named after it. We learn best when things are just right, when the porridge is neither too hot nor too cold. Through deep work, cultivating this effect will become easier. So seek this balance that Goldilocks achieved in your own life, never forgetting that it must be voluntary effort towards something meaningful and worthwhile. I hope you learned something in today's episode, and I hope you tune in to the next ones this week. And if you are new to the podcast, be sure to listen to some of my previous episodes. We have an ever-growing catalog of over 97 episodes, I believe, including this one. So make sure to check it out, and yeah, I'll see you in the next episode. See ya. Thank you for dedicating your time and listening to this episode. Remember, we also have a weekly newsletter, the Book Basement Bulletin. Sign up by going to the link in the show notes or by visiting thebookbasement.substack.com. Also in the show notes, a link to purchase the book I talked about in this episode. Be sure to leave us a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, as it helps us immensely. Finally, you can follow the podcast on Instagram at bookbasementpod. That is bookbasementPOD. Once again, thank you for stopping by, and I hope to see you soon.